So somebody call him, tell him he'd ask me to do it.
Well, he did ask you to do it.
Mr. Feldman?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes?
Mr. Feldman, returning your call, line O.
Mike, how'd you get along with this Tony Boyle thing?
I'm still trying to reach him. I haven't reached him yet, but I'm sure it will be all right for him to see me.
How did you get along with it over to NLRB?
Oh, we can persuade them to not have the general counsel bring the injunction, but instead have the NLRB handle it, and I guess this will save us a lot of grief. I don't want to tell Tony Boyle that we've done it. At the same time, I want him to be grateful to us for it. I don't want to tell him we've done it because I don't want him going out and telling anybody we've done it. I'd rather that he felt that we were sympathetic to him, that we asked Bill Wirtz to talk to, and we did, to talk to the NLRB people, and then when he gets a good result, I think he can be grateful to us without feeling that we're interfering in the normal governmental processes.
Well, I'll tell him that. And I don't feel very kindly toward him anyway since he denounced us at the last meeting.
That's right. That's right. But I
who the hell does he think he is? A little rooster?
Yeah, well, I'm aware of that. And I think of this as not doing this so much for him, although he should be grateful to us, as doing it to prevent a nasty situation from arising if all the coal miners go out and strike, and they certainly will because there won't be a contract if the injunction is brought. So, So I think even though we don't owe him anything, and in normal circumstances we wouldn't do anything for him, we might just as well handle it this way, and if we can get any benefit from it, fine, so long as it doesn't embarrass us in any other way.
That's good. All right.
Shall I do that?
Yeah, I'd do that and then bring him down if you have to and butt in on whatever meeting I've got so he can say he saw me.
All right, Mr. President.
That'll be good, Mike.
Yes, sir.